DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid to upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 60s with wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 42. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, breezy with temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 27.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The Kansas Highway Patrol is asking the public's help locating the vehicle or vehicles that left the scene of a fatal pedestrian crash in Geary County early yesterday morning. The KHP says they were notified yesterday morning after a body was found on eastbound I-70 near Fort Riley. The KHP says drivers found a male pedestrian who may have been hit by a vehicle or vehicles shortly before they discovered him near the fog line. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. The KHP has made several attempts to identify the unknown vehicle or vehicles involved. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Kansas Highway Patrol. A man was taken to the hospital following an officer-involved shooting in southeast Wichita last night. Our news partners at KTV report that officers responded to a domestic violence call when a man involved in the dispute pulled a handgun. Officers then fired at the suspect, striking him multiple times. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Governor Laura Kelly indicated the Sunflower State will follow the federal government's lead and extend the state's income tax filing deadline. Her comments came during an appearance yesterday afternoon in Marysville to lobby for Medicaid expansion. Kelly said the state will do the same as it did last year in extending the filing deadline as people continue to deal with the fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor said specifics of a delay were still being worked out. The IRS, you'll recall, announced Wednesday it was delaying the traditional federal tax filing deadline from April 15th to May 17th. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect after finding 50 pounds of methamphetamine during a traffic stop. Just before 10 o'clock yesterday morning, the deputies conducted a stop on a silver minivan on I-70 in Shawnee County. Deputies deployed a canine, which helped them locate illegal narcotics, including approximately 50 pounds of meth with an estimated street value of $375,000. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced a bill that would extend free press protections to student journalists and their advisors following several incidents where school administrators censored school newspaper articles that they deemed too controversial or unflattering. Lawmakers gave the measure first-round approval on a 28-15 vote after an eight-hour filibuster. The bill would apply to students at public high schools, colleges, and universities. The sponsor, Senator Adam Moorfield of Lincoln, argued that students have a right to express themselves and that it's important for them to learn firsthand about the power and consequences of the First Amendment. Nebraska health officials say a variant of the coronavirus first found in Brazil has been found in Omaha. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has confirmed two people in Douglas County have tested positive for the so-called Brazilian P1 variant. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
News on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News on your side.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly stopped briefly in Marysville Thursday afternoon visiting officials at Community Memorial Healthcare. Kelly promoted immediate expansion of Medicare in Kansas, citing benefits and returns to rural hospital and healthcare providers. She went on to comment on vaccination efforts statewide, commending Marshall County on a recent mass clinic that served over 800 people. The state itself remains challenged in what she cites as reporting efforts that indicate Kansas is 48th among 50 states in completing vaccinations.
I know that we have put into place a system that is allowing us now. We have had trouble with the documentation. You know, we're dependent entirely upon all the vaccine providers to be putting that data in. We came up with a new system for that so that we're assured of getting that data in a timely fashion. And then we're taking the responsibility to get it into WebIZ so that it'll be reported to CDC.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly commenting at Community Memorial Healthcare during a stop Thursday. According to the county-by-county map, as reported by Kansas WebIZ, Marshall County, at just over 36%, ranks first in the state per capita, joined by a dozen others statewide at a rate representing over 30%. Marshall County Health Department advises they are accepting appointments for COVID vaccinations for anyone ages 18 to 64 with underlying health conditions that increase risk of severe illness from COVID-19, including those with cancer, heart conditions, pregnancy, asthma, Down syndrome, type 1 and 2 diabetes, cystic fibrosis, liver disease, neurological conditions, or other medical risks. They're also picking up anyone over age 65 who may have been missed in phases 1 and 2. A website is available at cmhcare.org under the COVID-19 tab and is the best way to contact. Again, that's cmhcare.org under the COVID-19 tab. That site has more medical questions. A dedicated phone number is also available to leave your basic information at 562-4474. That's 562-4474. Also, anyone working in retail or ag-related businesses are eligible. With Marshall County commissioners opting out of a mask mandate as of Monday, and with the city ordinance set to expire in Marysville April 1st, Mayor Jason Barnes took to social media indicating that he was in favor of extending the measure for perhaps another month. He cited the potential for additional travel and gatherings related to Easter upcoming among his concerns, expressing continued diligence and caution. Marysville City Council is set to discuss the matter at their meeting Monday evening. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office received a report February 26th from Scott Olson of Frankfort that an H&H 16-foot double-axle black utility trailer was stolen from 111 East 9th in Frankfort. It was valued at $2,000. Carol Veering of Marysville reported that sometime in early March, landscaping supplies and stones were stolen from 1278 Pony Express Highway, the loss valued at $450. The annual legislative forum is this Saturday morning in Marysville. State Representative Lisa Mosier of Wheaton, State Senators Elaine Bowers of Concordia, and Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha are expected to attend. Coffee and donuts serve at 9, the forum 9:30 till 10:30, Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville, hosted by the Chamber and Main Street. The public is welcome. A free showing of the 2021 No-Till on the Plains Conference is open to the public this Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Astro Theater in Marysville. All farmers, ranchers, and the public are invited. Marysville City Brush Dump Site is now open Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5 and Wednesday afternoons 4 until 6 p.m. Fern M. Obermeyer, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Fern Obermeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon patties, baby bakers, green beans, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken strips on a biscuit, mashed sweet potatoes, five-way mixed veggies, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
St. Gregory Catholic Church Marysville is hosting a fish fry Friday, serving 5 until 7, with carryout, local delivery, and limited dining available, serving fish, scallop, potatoes, coleslaw, and dessert. For local delivery, phone 562-7017. Fish fry Friday, 5 until 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Marysville.
Play ball!
Marshall County Sports and Recreation reminds you it's the last week to sign kids up for baseball and softball. Deadline is Friday. After that, there will be a late fee of $10, and after April 2nd, there will be no more sign-ups. Forms are available now on marshallcosports.com. You can drop them off anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we're finally seeing quiet weather across the central upper parts of the Midwest and into the central northern parts of the Rockies as we have a high pressure system overhead. We'll continue to see dry weather across the Midwest and Rockies as we head through tonight, continuing into the weekend. We do have a front that's going to be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest Sunday into Monday. That front will stall out across the central parts of the Midwest as we into Tuesday with a low that's going to push through the area. So like I said, bring and rain showers across the central areas of the upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, we're going to see pretty nice temperatures for this time of year. So across the area, sunny skies, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies, 31. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 60s, partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, and Sunday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-March, 58. Record high on the state, 81. The average low, 31. The record low is 4 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:32. Sunset this evening at 7:38. It's 27 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 19th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
No need to bother Batman. Matt Smith will handle your bat problem. If you have bats nesting in your home, now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Take care of the issue now. Call Matt today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late.
the madness begins. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a matchup between college basketball blue bloods turned bubble teams, UCLA picked the right time to snap out of a four-game losing streak at the first four in Indiana.
20 to shoot, muscling it up top, Campbell down three, aggressive drive, head fake, bounce pass, Jaquez, head fake, shot good and a foul!
The call on Westwood won. Jaime Jaquez became the first Bruin since Reggie Miller in 1987 to score 27 or more points in their tournament debut. UCLA outlasted Michigan State in overtime 86-80. The Bruins advanced to face sixth seed BYU in the East region on Saturday. Drake found some late game magic to claim the first March Madness moment. Exactly 50 years to the day since their last tournament win, the Bulldogs overcame a pair of double-digit deficits to stun Wichita State 53-52. Drake faces USC in the first round tomorrow. In the other first four action, Norfolk State made a return to the big dance.
App State so sloppy in this first half. Over to Hawkins, right corner three, bullseye.
On Westwood one, Jalen Hawkins scored 20 of his 24 points off the bench for the Spartans. While Devontae Carter sank a pair of free throws with 8 seconds left, Norfolk State hung on for a 54-53 decision over Appalachian State. It's the Spartans' first tournament win since their upset of then two-seed Missouri in 2012. Southwestern Athletic Conference champion Texas Southern kicked off this year's tournament with a 60-52 win over Mount St. Mary's. To the NHL, a night after being embarrassed in the Big Apple, the Flyers were pushed to the brink by New York's other team.
Oscar Lindblom pulled it off the end board. Cycle down low to Konechny. Lindblom goes in front, took the pass, he scores! What a give and go, and Oscar Lindblom has his second goal of the game.
On WPEN, Oscar Lindblom scored twice, including the decisive goal with 2 minutes left. Philadelphia held off the Islanders 4-3. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Join Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords for the annual On Target Bull Sale. Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Blue Rapids. Selling Hereford and Angus with 36 Hereford bulls, 23 Angus bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, 10 Hereford and 8 Angus heifers. The On Target Bull Sale through Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords. Saturday, March 20th, 1 p.m. at Blue Rapids, Kansas. Go online at OnTargetBullSale.com for more details.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Japan is imposing an emergency tariff hike on U.S. beef imports late this week. The volume of imports for the fiscal year 2020 is believed to have exceeded 242,000 metric tons, beyond which the duty hike gets automatically implemented. If the tariff goes into effect, it jumps from 25.8% to 38.5% for a month under a bilateral trade agreement that went into effect in January. Japan's ag minister says the resulting increase in prices for fresh, chilled, and frozen U.S. beef will not likely have major impact on consumers. The margin of increase will only be in place for 30 days, and for the fiscal year 2020, which began in April of last year, Japan's cumulative U.S. beef imports totaled 233,112 tons at the end of this February. Finance Ministry data in Japan says the volume total may have surpassed the agreed-upon threshold by early this month. Japan's consumption of American beef rose sharply higher because of a drop in beef imports from drought-hit Australia. When the threshold is reached, the two countries have to start consultation within 10 days to adjust the applicable safeguard trigger according to that agreement. Wisconsin Democrat Ron Kind, Iowa Republican Randy Feenstra have introduced a bipartisan Enhancing Credit Opportunities in Rural America Act. This legislation would remove taxation on income from farm real estate loans made by community banks. The act would benefit farmers, families, and rural communities by allowing more institutions to offer credit to rural and ag borrowers. Early estimates show the act could reduce the average interest rate on farm real estate loans by 1.5% to 2%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Cattleman's Choice and Customer Appreciation Celebration at T7 Ranch Greenleaf will be Saturday, March 20th. 40 Angus and 20 Sim Angus, reasonably priced bulls ready to produce with the best genetic value anywhere. Plan to attend the Cattleman's Choice sale Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 5, followed by a complimentary meal and Nashville recording artist Jason Callahan at the T7 Ranch, 2211 15th Road, Greenleaf. Pictures, video, and online catalog available at t7ranch.wordpress.com or contact T7 Ranch or G&G Angus. Online bidding through Live Auctions TV.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Stecklin report from our partners at Cape News.
15 to 25 degrees below zero. Folks, I haven't heard of that, and I'm getting pretty old. I don't know the last time somebody said something about 75 years. They've never seen anything like this, and I sure haven't either. In any event, it's going to be really interesting as to what's happened to this wheat crop of ours out there. Who, by the way, has 9 lives. You remember that, don't you? Anyway, there's got to be some problems. But I got to tell you, it's way too early to think about how much of a problem. The small wheat, that planted late, that didn't have very much growth and definitely not near the bottom part of that plant that needed to be way down in there. If it wasn't, I think it's in trouble. We're going to have to wait and see, though. We can't call shots. I wouldn't buy or sell grain based on what we know today. It's going to take 30 days, in my opinion. A lot of the so-called spurt axes say 2 weeks, they ain't going to do it. In 30 days, we can give you a much better idea of what we've got. But plan on some losses, friends, no doubt about that. Say, we've got 2 U.S. senators taking a shot at improving transparency in the cattle market. That's right. The Cattle Market Transparency Act of 2021. Boy, this has been talked about for a good number of years. This thing here might have a chance. It would establish regional mandatory minimum thresholds of negotiated cash and negotiated grid trades to enable price discovery in cattle marketing regions. The bill would require packers to report to USDA the number of cattle scheduled to be delivered for slaughter each day for the next 14 days, and then require USDA to report the information daily.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
There will be a farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate Saturday, March 20th. Sale begins at 10:30 southeast of Seneca near Corning, Kansas. Tractors include a John Deere 7510 front wheel assist, John Deere 4020D with a Quaker K5 loader. Trucks and tractors include a 2017 Dodge Ram 2500 4x4 gas with fifth wheel, 1999 Ford F-250 4x4, 149,000 miles, a 2005 Titan 7x20 stock trailer, 2005 Titan 7x25 flatbed. Machinery will include a round baler, self-propelled swather, a mower, manure spreader, a disc, grinder mixer, drill, and other miscellaneous. Livestock equipment, plus miscellaneous and household, including horse-drawn machinery, 5 300-gallon fuel barrels with stands, washer and dryer, chest freezer, Red Wing Crocs, and other miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate, Saturday, March 20th, begins at 10:30 at 1004 M4 Road at Corning. Wilhelm Auction Service, Dale Wilhelm, Danny Dieters will conduct the sale.
If a wool sweater shrinks in the wash, do sheep shrink when it rains? We've got the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 19th, the 78th day of the year. Actor Bruce Willis has a birthday. Old West lawman Wyatt Earp was born in 1848, and the final episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on this night in 1977. Here's a purely logical question posed recently by one of our readers. If sheep have a coat of wool, why don't they shrink when it rains? Sounds silly, but there is a serious answer. A sheep's sebaceous gland produces a greasy substance called lanolin. It permeates the wool and keeps it from drying out and shrinking. After shearing, the wool is processed to rinse and remove the lanolin. And that's why your wool sweater will shrink in the wash, but the material retains its perfect sheep shape on the woolly animal. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 27 degrees ahead of sunrise. Middle 50s as the gradual warm-up into the weekend continues.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Shockers' run in the tournament was a short one. Joseph Yasufu scored 21 points and Drake beat Wichita State 53-52 in the first four. It was the Bulldogs' first NCAA tournament win in half a century. Drake's last tournament victory had been 50 years ago to the day, March 18th, 1971. Wichita State had a chance to win at the buzzer, but Alterique Gilbert settled for a long three-pointer that hit the front rim. Chiefs Nation, Wichita native Blake Bell will have a second stint in Kansas City. The Chiefs made the announcement yesterday on Twitter that the Belldozer was back. Bell played for the Chiefs in 2019 when they would go on to win the Super Bowl. He played for the Cowboys in 2020 and has also spent time with the 49ers, Vikings, and Jaguars. Bell also played for the Oklahoma Sooners and is a Wichita Bishop Carroll Catholic High School alumni. Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, it's Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and this is my brand new song, Shadows on the Shades, right here on KNDY. Tell me the traffic didn't go your way, but I
Couldn't wait to turn 16 and drive all the boys around. Foot on the gas and hands on the wheel was all I could think about. A little rust in the bed of that truck and a 4-speed on the floor. $500, it was mine, all mine, and I never wanted nothing more. I took Kenny down by the river with a $6 bottle of wine. Just a fool trying to play it cool, hoping she'd let me cross the line. And I was praying that she couldn't tell I'd never been that far.